I always like to start when I'm in a room like this, and I know I've seen a lot of you out there at various other events. I always like to start with a thank you for what you're doing. Everything that's ever mattered in this country, from the very beginning, from the Boston Tea Party, to the abolitionist movement, to the women's suffrage movement, to the civil rights movement, the environmental movement, the most recent incarnation of that we saw, the battle and the fight for marriage equality for our gay brothers and sisters, always started in rooms like this, with people like you. I'm running for Congress against David Young. I want your nomination, because it's your nomination, to run against David Young, because he is Donald Trump's biggest enabler in the United States Congress. He has voted with him 98% of the time. That is unacceptable. I'm also asking for your nomination because I believe we cannot just count on a wave. We cannot just say Donald Trump is not popular and a wave will take us in. Because a wave may let us win an election, but it will not allow us to win the future. And I believe we can stand for very specific, bold, progressive agendas in order to win the future. I think that is a minimum wage, a federal minimum wage law that says $15 an hour is where we're going to start that discussion. You shouldn't be living in poverty, but what we should be striving for is that you're living in dignity, and so is your family. Yeah. I believe it's time for this nation to join those other nations that we have historically called our friends in codifying the law of very simple but powerful truth. Healthcare is not a privilege. Healthcare is your birthright, it is the right of every American. I think that is a Medicare for all system. It is the single greatest social program in the history of the world. The second generation of students is living in dignity and credit. We need to stand up for everybody. We've done it before in this country. We have to find the will. I think we can do it. And I believe all of these things can be done, but the other thing we have to do is we have to reform this rigged campaign finance system that we all have to deal with. We need public funding of elections so that those with their hands on the lever of the money are not more important than the majority anymore in this country. Our primary here in Iowa happens to be right around the 50th anniversary of when we lost Robert Kennedy. And Robert Kennedy used to say that the future may be beyond our sight, but it's not beyond our grasp. And because we are free people, we have an obligation to grab it and mold it to our will. I believe with all my heart, if we stand for these things, not just here in Iowa, but throughout this country this year, a generation from now, they will be sitting in rooms like this, and they will be forced to say of us, that is when the Democratic Party heeded the words of Robert Kennedy. That is when the Democratic Party found its soul again. And instead of just trying to win elections, they attempted to win the future. And because they attempted to win the future, they started winning elections again. I would be honored to have your nomination. I will fight every day through November for these causes. Yeah. Let's work together to make the will of the people the law of this land. Thank you very much.